USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's son, Don Jr., is in self-isolation. He tested negative for the coronavirus, but his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, tested positive. A Trump campaign official says she was immediately isolated in order to limit exposure to anyone else. They're also saying she's not showing any symptoms of the disease. They've been in South Dakota to help with fundraisers for the president's re-election campaign. The president was in South Dakota with Mount Rushmore in the background. He said he would protect America's landmarks from far-left extremists.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump has signed a law extending the deadline for small business loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. The extension of the PPP, which was established to provide small businesses with economic relief from the coronavirus pandemic, was passed by Congress earlier this week. The president signed the legislation with $130 million unspent. The new deadline is August 8th. With the coronavirus pandemic, there's less foot traffic in brick-and-mortar stores. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A white couple in Michigan is facing charges after a video showed the woman pointing a gun at a black mother and daughter. USA Radio's Ken Burns reports.
The incident happened outside Detroit. The mother, Tequila Hill, said it began when the white woman bumped her daughter. The video picks up with screaming and cursing going back and forth before the gun came into play.
Get the f*** away. Are you going to shoot me?
Get the f*** away.
Oh.
Get away.
Oh.
Call the cops right now. Call them.
Oh.
The Oakland County Sheriff identified the couple as Julian and Eric Wustenberg. CBS News reports Eric Wustenberg was fired from his job at Oakland University behind the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 elections, a survey of religious voters shows a decline in support for President Trump. USA's John Clemens reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.